fourth pack of Truma, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is telling us halakhos of Shlichus for Truma. We mentioned the previous Mishnah that there are three mitzvahs of taking of Truma. A stingy person takes up a 60th, a regular 150th, and a generous person takes up a 40th. So if a person sent a Shliach to take up Truma and he did not explicitly tell him how much to take, what do we do? Says the Mishnah, you tell your Shliach to take up Truma, you don't specify. If the Shliach knows what the Baal Bayis normally takes off, then he takes up that amount. If the Baal Bayis normally takes off at 40th, he takes the 40th, the 60th, 60th, 50th, 50th. And maybe he's there, Daijo Shabbal Bayis. He does not know what the Baal Bayis generally takes off, and he was not told one way or the other, then Torah Bainin is Ezra Mechamisha. Then he should do like the average person, which should take off 150th of the produce and proclaim the Truma. Pichas Asara, Ha'isav Asara, if he did take off a 40th of the 60th, that was a 10 more than the average person, Truma to Truma also takes effect, because since the Baal Bayis didn't bother telling one way or the other, so he's basically giving the power over. And with understanding that the shliach may go anywhere within the boundaries of normal hafrasha tumas maisis, which is between 140th and 160th. In his gavin lahoitiv, if he knew that the Baal Bayis always gives 160th, and if the davka gave more than the 60th, more than the Baal Bayis would want, then a few achas, even if he gave one grain more than the Baal Bayis would do, ein tumas to tumah, the tumah does not take effect, because a shliach has to do what he was told to do by the Baal Bayis. If he's clearly changing from that which he was told to do, the transaction, or in this case the truma, does not take effect.